us on the reaction to the action with us. And Coach, you probably know it. We knew it too. You have to play probably a complete football game to beat a team like this. And we didn't really put the complete game together, I mean, without any errors and mistakes, that kind of stuff. But still, a good effort by the Mitchell Colonels tonight.
You know, we can call it an effort, you know. And the other thing is we can look at it and learn from it and definitely move forward. And like I said, there's things in here that, you know, my expectation was that we were going to do a much better job of. But, you know, Sioux Falls, Washington had something to say about that too. You know, they're physical up front and did the things that that they needed to do. But like I said, I kind of expected a little better execution. You know, offensively, you know, we first half, you know, there were positives, you know, where we got loose. And I think Carson had a couple of sacks. Dylan Krogman made some plays. So I can look at the positives. But also there's stuff in there that we can work on and get better. And those are the types of things where we got to quit spinning our wheels and we got to progress forward on. So, like I said, give Sioux Falls, Washington a lot of credit. They got a good program, good football team, and they go pretty deep and they kind of kept at us all night. And, you know, the score is indicating that, you know, and, like I said, I mean, it's just a Friday night of football and this one didn't even go our way. And I don't know how much, how much of a chance we gave ourselves, but from that standpoint, it's another opportunity to look at it and improve and get better.
Yeah, I thought Jared Treat played pretty well as well. He came in, limited time that he was in there, played some good snaps as well on defense.
You know, just that trying to find that rotation on the defensive line, the guys that are going to, fill and allow the linebackers, we'll look at the tape and we'll find a way to improve and get better on. And, the best thing is we get to, play next week and we get to prepare. And no matter if it's a trip out west or whatever, it doesn't matter. We get to play again and we get to, like I said, try to find a way to keep improving and getting better.
You can definitely tell the confidence was there in Keel. I thought this was probably maybe his best game that he played. I mean, just throwing the football, hit some good accuracy here as well, and he had a nice ball game.
Yeah, and I give credit to that offensive line with that pass protection because it was there.
Yeah.
You know, it just comes down to, the timing and, the speed of the routes of the receivers and, making a good decision here and there and then catching the football. So, overall, like I said, we tried to carry out our game plan, and to a certain degree, we were able – to have some positives out of that. So we're just going to keep working at it and get proven and get better.
Obviously, it's probably going to be the best team, the most physical team that we're going to play the rest of the way, if we get into the playoffs, obviously. So hopefully build on this and learn from our mistakes and move on.
Yeah, and we talked before the game, we got to have that attitude that we have to go for it, that we have to just turn our ears back and go. And like I said, in our preparation, even in the start of the football game, things went our way. And of course, adversity is not an excuse for us. We have to keep playing. And there's no doubt that we're going to improve and get better.
Well, Coach, thanks for coming up. We appreciate it as well. Colonels lose it here tonight, 49-12 here. Thanks for coming up.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate everybody tuning in and supporting us. And like I said, our best football is ahead of us. And we're going to keep finding a way to find that best football.
Coming up, we'll have our Shays Restaurant and also our Papa Murphy's Lineman of the Game here as well coming up.